Hola, baby dolls. Welcome to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Louie, and I'm here with
Daniel.
Jasmine.
And welcome to the show. Ooh, that's right. If you're watching this, if you're watching on time, that is, it's October and it's spooky season. It is at our house, and maybe not my decision, but it still is. And today we have a good one for you.
Louie's definitely setting the tone.
I know. Yeah.
I do want to ask a question, and I think we first
have to tell them if they're listening that Louie's in a different seat.
Yeah.
We're in another.
Yes.
Again, we're trying different
2 weeks
seat
in a row
arrangements.
Yes, we're checking the energy, different sides of the room.
Feng shui. If
and
you
then
will.
It does feel weird.
Your back is so much straighter.
And yeah, I think we said it before, right here in the lounging couch area, it feels more of a hangout, and over here, more like an interrogation on this side.
Right.
And I don't know. Well, let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
But I did mention that at my house, our house, we start with the spooky stuff kind of early. And we start setting up the Halloween stuff. In September, I don't know how do you guys even do that in September or
no, I have the Halloween decorations right there. We definitely don't start in September.
Do you think it's too early in September?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You guys would agree with each other.
Does he agree with you?
No, you guys are agreeing.
Right. But you guys live in the same house. So did you set it up in September? Do you guys?
No.
Is he like, babe, it's too early for that?
I was more before.
He doesn't not say that. Yeah, he's like, but we don't do it this early. Usually I'm like, yeah, because you've been stifling me down, and I think we should stop.
You've been holding me back all
these
years.
Yeah, I've been holding her back is basically what she's saying. But now I will say that this year, if you've noticed, there hasn't been a lot of resistance.
Yes, that's true.
Because now we have shit, right? Like we bought giant spiders last year. I bought a mummy that we hang out upside down with Isaac Lowe. So now that we have stuff that I can like
I'm more excited.
I was like, fuck it, September 1st, let's do it, you know?
It's like when you have something nice to wear, you're excited to go somewhere because you have it ready to go.
I used to lay out my shit like the day before the first day of school. That's how I operate. Such a big
important day. The first day of dress at the first day of school. You want to make sure you're not fucking lagging on that day.
Yeah, dude, and if you saw a kid. And we were not like rich, but if you saw a kid.
But you had a Sega Genesis.
But I.
That's true.
I'm just
playing. We found that Sega Genesis at a gas station, puppy, and that's what I was trying to tell you.
Oh.
It was never purchased. We found a box with all kinds of games alone. We didn't steal it. It was by the.
It was just at the gas station?
Yes, at a gas station.
So someone left it there on accident, right?
Yeah, I call him God. You know, so but anyways, it's spooky season, and in that theme we do have a couple of spooky articles and stories to bring up today, and mine is actually if you guys give out candy, I believe Daniel does and we do too, this is a good one for you because we're gonna give you some guidance how to not drop the ball. And I have a list here of candy that is ranked the top worst candy to give out. And the top 10 worst candy to give out and the top 10 candy to give out. So let's start with the worst.
Okay.
Okay. And there's going to be no surprises here, I think. They're pretty much the old type of candy.
Should we guess what we think?
Yeah.
We're doing the worst candy or the best candy?
I guess it's top 9. Worst candy first.
Worst candy. Okay.
Let's see. Well, of course we know.
Number
we
10.
We can eliminate. Candy corn, because we already
talked about candy corn.
Well, it is on the list.
It is on the list.
It's not the worst.
Okay.
It's not the worst. We're starting with number 10. We'll get to the worst one.
Oh, man. Okay. Is candy apples on there?
They're not.
They're not on there. I was always a little disappointed with those. And I don't.
What about those like lollipops that are like candy apples, like they're covered in caramel and they're
green?
Oh,
those are good.
Like, people like those.
Yeah, this could ruin our friendship if you disagree.
I'm pretty sure I like those.
Okay, cool. See you next week. Okay, number 10 is Good and Plenty, which I don't remember. What is that?
Are those like the...
Those are terrible.
Like magenta and white.
Yeah, those are the worst ones. Those are
gross.
They're like cinnamon or something.
Like black licorice.
Oh, those are horrible. Yes.
Black licorice.
That's so funny. Number 9.
Yes, those are gross.
That's black licorice. Number 1.
It tastes like punishment, right?
Can we go back to the Good and Plenty beer? Because I have a question since we're talking about cinnamon.
Okay.
And... do you guys like Big Red gum?
Ugh, I love cinnamon. What can I say? I'm a sinner.
No. Oh.
Should we end the show now? Are you a Big Red show fan?
No, I never liked the hot tamales. I've never liked the Big Red. I will say that I didn't like Fireball. And we went to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
The liquor?
Yeah, Weezer concert. And... we tried the Fireball. They gave us a shot of that.
Dude, it was delicious.
And it hit the spot, dude.
Yeah, I mean, alcohol is different because alcohol tastes terrible. But we're talking about candy here.
No, I didn't fuck with that.
You know, you're comparing Fireball to like whiskey, vodka, tequila. Yeah. All disgusting. But when we're talking about M&Ms, I don't know if we can bring cinnamon into
the conversation. Yes, I'm not going to take up room in my belly with the fucking hot tamales. Instead of like
big red chewing gum,
you guys are haters. Yeah. They're good so and plenty. Good.
You like them?
I don't like Red Hots. I like Fireballs. I don't really like a gummy stuff like that.
I'll tell you what. What if like you and Jasmine were out on your very first date,
mm-hmm.
and like Jasmine's like, "Oh, I better chew some gum because I don't want my breath to stink," and she puts a stick of Big Red in her mouth.
I would do that.
And your first kiss with Jasmine is a Big Red. Cinnamon kiss. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you would enjoy?
Cinnamon kisses are great.
Or do you think that'd be like, oh, dude, we had a great date, but she was chewing Big Red.
Who would say that? Oh, it tastes like a delicious spice. Like, I don't get it.
I don't think it would ruin the...
But would you prefer spearmint or something like that? Hmm. If you're going in for the kiss?
Yeah, if you want to be boring. Maybe,
I was just going to say, maybe not, dude.
See, it's like, whoa, you'd be like, I don't wanna... everybody does have the spearmint. Like, there's a little bit of cinnamon
about, would
in
you
there?
Choose Big Red or Juicy Fruit?
Oh, Big Red, I think.
Big Red.
You like Juicy
Fruit?
I would go
face.
With Juicy Fruit.
There's nothing
you would. He looks like hot. A Juicy Fruit guy. Look at him.
Yeah.
I do look like him.
Yeah. I don't want any onions on my taco and Juicy Fruits. That's what you look like, dude.
Totally.
Yeah. I think I don't think I would mind it. I would like, I want to do, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop by the liquor store. We're going to get Juicy Fruits. We're going to get something. Pretend that I'm kissing you. And then we'll do Big Red gum. And then we'll do something that I'll pick out.
Hey, you get them too and make out with Amber and see.
See, Amber likes Big Red though.
See, still you're the only hater in this house.
Well, there has been times where everyone's been wrong except for me. And I think this is one of those times.
I don't know.
You know, have you ever been in class and everyone's saying the wrong answer? And you're like, I'm pretty sure it's the other answer.
I like how you worded
that,
though.
But you're too scared to speak up.
I like how you worded that. Hold on. Let's go back a little bit. He said there's been times. So what he's really trying to say, usually, not there's been times, okay? And then he says that everybody else is wrong. Except for me.
Right.
So what he's saying usually, which you can kind of say always.
Yeah.
I said sometimes.
No.
I feel like it happened once.
How did sometimes get to always?
I don't know. I feel like we can. We edit the video. We're going to make it. Put my voice over him.
Yeah.
Always right.
What's
okay.
The next
so
one?
Anyways, then we have Tootsie Rolls, which I remember liking a little bit.
I do agree.
I like
Tootsie Rolls. Yeah.
But
like
they could be annoying, right?
They can be a little bit overbearing if you have like the long one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know? Sizes.
Yeah.
So, oh god,
like have that one that breaks off into blocks.
Yeah.
Imagine you guys. You're like, wait, how big? Tell me how big you are in Tootsie Rolls. Like that's how you.
Oh
like
dick wise.
Yes.
Size?
Oh, I was like, when you take shits, I was like, whoa.
He's like, there's not a big enough for me to.
I was like, if you hit the El Torito brunch thing on a Monday, you're gonna see one of those. Anyways.
Especially on a Monday.
It's the next
day. When they don't have it.
Yeah, it's the next day. Mary Jane's. I don't remember those.
Do you have a photo of them?
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
They're no longer in limbo following the shit. Okay. Let's just skip down.
Yeah.
Smarties.
No longer in limbo.
Oh,
that's
Smarties.
What it says.
I don't think.
What are those? Are those the lemon
ones? The little.
Oh, I like those. Sweethearts. Can you show us? Do you have a photo?
There's
no photos on this shit.
The multicolored.
The pack that comes in with a bunch of twisties. Yeah.
I like those.
Sweethearts?
I used to
those
like them.
Those are bad ones?
Those are ranked bad. Yeah. So.
Oh, I think those are good.
What are they called?
Smarties.
Smarties.
Oh, Smarties.
Which is also a good name for this podcast. If we change it, I say we change it to that.
Those.
Smarties.
The ones in the little. Yeah. Can you pull them up?
Let's pull some Smarties.
They're like the ones in the. They're like in a wrapper and there's like
they
a
look
ton
like little
of
pills.
Yes. They look like. Little like Pez almost.
Yeah, these are
there you
the
go.
Smarties.
Those are good.
These are like I'm like sweet when I get these.
Yeah, they're sweet, but I think they're good.
Yeah, I veto that.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Here we go. Wax Coke bottles. You guys remember those?
I do.
You
bite them.
You bite them and then you suck the
this is what
Coke out of
like.
Them.
I hated
there you
those.
Go.
Those were
yeah,
gross.
I didn't like those.
No, they're super old.
See, I didn't know you could eat the wax. Like, people bite on the other thing.
The yeah, outside. I didn't know until we were watching this.
Oh,
week,
we were watching Unwrapped.
Unwrapped, this old show that they showed you how they would, you know, pretty much.
Like, make stuff.
It was like how it's made, but with for food and shit, before How It's Made came out. But anyways, number four, the Nako wafers. Also, I think around that time.
How do you spell Nako?
It's E-O-C-O, no?
N-E-C-C-O. And then wafers right there. Watch these. Those are sold.
Oh.
Those are like
these are like medicine, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like
they're kind of like
really
Tums.
Smarties.
Yeah, I've seen them, but I have never like I don't think I've tried them.
These look like they're from like the 30s or something.
Oh yeah, they're
yeah,
way old.
They look old.
I would say yes. This is not a candy. This is if you have indigestion.
Yeah, for sure.
Peanut butter kisses.
We know what those look like. Oh, maybe we don't.
No, I don't. I know what kisses look like.
I know what kisses are, but there's peanut butter ones.
No, because Hershey did milk chocolate, not peanut butter.
Oh, they're just Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, wannabe kisses.
Oh, they this are. One? Yes, that's what it is. That's gotta be it.
Yeah, peanut butter kisses.
Oh, those are the ones that are like in the orange wrapper,
and then
they're in orange and black, right? And you always get like one in a
right,
Halloween.
Right. Yeah, those ones. I don't like those.
Those are gross.
Any candy wrapped in that style.
Yeah, they're like wrapped in like a waxy paper too, right? Uh-huh. It's like weird. No, those are gross.
Okay, number two, candy corn. We don't need to know.
No.
Because it was in everybody's nightmares, I feel. Number one, citrus peanuts. You guys remember those pieces of shit?
Oh, they're like marshmallows, right?
They're not.
They're like, they look like
they look like those peeps, but they're not, though. They're,
No,
Is it a candy?
It's a candy.
Yes,
hold
look,
on.
Look up like candy.
Oh, yeah, just add candy to it. I know which ones they're talking about.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, the
yes.
ones right
this
there.
One in the middle?
Those look gross.
This one?
Yes, those ones, dude. They're fucking gross.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Don't. Live your life without experiencing
They look
that.
Like they're candy peanuts, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Circus peanuts.
Yeah, there's another photo.
I put citrus peanuts.
Oh, my bad. I read it wrong.
Like, those. That one is
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, that's what looks familiar
what is that?
To me.
It says Spangler. That's it. That's the citrus.
Circus
peanuts.
So are
okay,
they like gummy ones? Like, what are they made out of?
I don't remember. I remember tasting kind of very chalky.
What's the candy that is the sleeper that no one really has and sometimes they have it?
Ooh.
I really like Take Fives. I feel like those
Take
are great.
Fives.
They're like, fives. They have like a peanut. Not a peanut. They have a pretzel in there. Like, have you guys not had those? Those are great. If you guys haven't had that candy, like, I don't know.
I feel like I just need to see what it looks like.
They're like, yeah, they have Reese's ones. They're like layered.
Oh.
They're so good.
You're younger than us, dude. That came out when you were
I was going to say, this kind of came out later and went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
it
did.
It didn't last for very long.
Okay, peanut butter BBs. What about those?
Oh, well, okay. Those were okay.
Those are good. I will say one of the classic candies
okay, let's see if
that people don't roll out very often, but mm-hmm. I do appreciate are Rolos.
Rolos? You're a Rolo guy, huh?
I do enjoy a Rolo.
Okay.
Because they're so rare, and I love the gold wrapping. I think it's more of like a...
Yeah.
Let me see a Rolo.
Nostalgic
they're
thing.
Like they're like wrapped almost like they like Pez things, but they have like little individual foiled ones
Rolos,
in there.
Rolos, baby. Look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah, like Mentos,
oh,
but with
yes.
chocolate.
Those yeah. are good, dude.
I don't know. I feel like they were just like, whatever.
I know it's not
They're just not very common. I love the shape.
Do they still sell those? I feel like
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're so rare.
Yeah, you're like
they're that
back
old.
In body. Yeah. What about you, Lou?
I think that I don't think it's something that they give out too much because it's more of our culture. But I wish that when I was a kid, they would have gave out like pulporindos and the Mexican spicy candy. I know you can't do that because there's other kids out there, you know.
But you know what? Make it a point to get some of those every year.
We do?
Yes, I do.
To hand them out?
Yes. I always have some Mexican ones because I was like, I would love this as a kid. If you can't handle the spice.
Don't come to our house?
Yes.
Is that the message we want to send? Here's some diarrhea? Yeah.
Whatever, but I still had some out.
But the best one is the Hershey's, the Reese's peanut butter cups. For me, that's my favorite candy.
Okay, Louis too.
Hands down, no question. Yeah.
Dude.
That's interesting.
Okay. Easily. I'm running long on this, but I will say that the number one candy is the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, it is.
And I'll skip the other ones. So if you guys are handing out candy, fucking Google search who was the top 10, but stay away from the worst 10. And then I guess, honestly, unless you have a time machine, I don't think you're going to buy the
Rolos.
The Rolos. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
What you guys got?
All right. So because this is the spooky episode, I've been seeing these things going around. I don't know if you guys have heard of them, the psychopath test questions.
Have not.
No.
So basically what it is I'm going to give you guys a series of scenarios that can supposedly determine whether the reader, which I'm going to be reading it, but you guys are going to be answering, is a psychopath or not. There's basically a psychopath answer. If you guys guess like a psychopath would, then that means
we're breaking up.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so scenario one. Imagine you're living alone on a 14th floor of an apartment in a desolated area. One day, before you go to sleep, you gaze out the window to another apartment building across the road. Your eyes fall upon one of the rooms, which is dimly lit. In the room, you see a man who is repeatedly stabbing a woman on the ground with a bloody kitchen knife. As you are momentarily stunned at what you are witnessing, the man makes eye contact with you. This man stares at you for a few seconds, then starts mouthing something and repeatedly pointing his fingers at you. What is the man doing?
You're
saying I'm going to kill you next?
Yeah, I'm going to kill you. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So that is actually the normal answer. You're thinking he's telling you like not to call the police
not
or you're next, other similar. So not a psychopath. Do you guys want to guess, like put on your psychopath hat?
Okay.
I need your help.
Oh, yeah.
I need your help. What about you? Nothing?
Do you have a large fridge?
Okay, so the psychopath answer would be that the man is counting the floors of your apartment. So they're trying to see where they're going to go next.
Wow. That's a smart psychopath killer.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. Their brains think differently than ours do, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's the whole consensus. So I have one more scenario.
Okay.
All right. Two sisters attend the funeral of their mother. At the funeral, the older sister spots a handsome gentleman whom she believes to be her soulmate. However, she knows that both she and her sister are attracted to the man. One week later, she kills her younger sister. Why?
Isn't it to be with a guy?
Yeah, no competition. But let's think like a psycho now.
Yeah, now think like a psycho.
Run the scenario again. They're at a funeral?
So this woman, she's at her mom's funeral.
Okay.
And she sees another handsome guy with his sister.
I know why. Okay. I'm a fucking psycho.
And that was a normal answer.
I know why.
The other one that you guys answered was a normal one, by the way.
Okay. She wants to see him again, so she kills her sister so he could come to the funeral.
Ding, 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 ding. She wants to meet the man again at her sister's funeral. And
I'm going
to
murder Jasmine.
And should I this is her?
That was good, Louis. That was very good.
This is the last time you'll see Jasmine, so I hope you guys appreciate this episode.
I know, right? Yeah. That is concerning. But yeah, That's kind of it. I can do another one if you guys want another one, or
one opportunity to be a psycho.
Okay, I'll be not psycho.
Well, if you know it, it's okay.
No, I want to, because I was thinking, how would a the psycho think, you know?
Okay, you know
what?
Too
level-headed.
We'll give Okay. So your uncle dies. When you arrive at his funeral, among the crowd of grieving relatives, you see a stranger. They're the most attractive person you've ever seen, and you're inexplicably drawn to them. A few months later, another relative passes away. You attend the funeral and see this stranger again. Why did you see them again?
It's the Grim Reaper, but she's hot.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is it the Grim Reaper?
That's not the well, that's not the psychopathic answer, so
You saw her at two random funerals, and she's very attractive. It's a woman?
No, so
it's just a person that's
so
attractive.
Your uncle died, and then you see somebody that you're like really attracted to.
It's but a we stranger. Don't know if it's a male or a female.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so stranger. You're drawn to them. A few months later, another relative passes away. You go to the funeral and you see them again. Why
oh,
did you
no.
see them again?
It's a groundskeeper. You're into the groundskeeper or the priest?
No, I'll give you guys the answer.
You're into the groundskeeper.
No, I don't know.
You're seeing them again because if you were a psychopath, like you're the killer and you murdered the relative so that you would see them again.
That's a reach.
So that's...
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Well...
I like the one where I seem smart.
Well, that's something a psychopath would say.
All right,
well, that
now,
was
Now, I know we touched on this maybe a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to kind of solidify our theory about Doja Cat.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what it was that I was thinking about her. And I was like, there was a picture that I think I wanted to show somebody of Doja Cat. So I went to her Instagram.
Okay.
And I went all the way down to her latest post to see if I could find the old Doja Cat. And I'm scrolling on her feed.
You did some search, huh?
Yeah,
you
did.
Look, well, it's and here is her earliest post, and it's just the gray kind of ominous ocean. Here's a scary tree.
From April,
and you can just see every single post in here.
Mm-hmm.
This is when she got her devil tattoos and said they're not devil tattoos, but they are.
They totally are.
And there's not one. I mean, maybe this one is kind of normal, but it's still dark, right?
Yeah, she's still going for that vibe.
So,
do you think she's just fucking with people, though? Or like.
Maybe, but I mean, she could be at this point, but.
Because they keep saying that, so she's,
it's
you know.
Definitely a spooky thing. What is this shit, dude?
Yeah, it's definitely...
She is scaring me. And do you think that you could keep this up for this long? This is not going for a vibe.
No.
This is fucking creepy, man.
Yep.
Look at this tattoo.
Yeah,
what
no.
is this? This is a bat skeleton?
And then underneath, almost like a...
With a
like
spider a black widow. Hanging on?
Yeah.
This is scary, man. That is the scariest tattoo that I've ever seen in my entire life. Look at this
Whoa,
shit.
Oh, that man. One looks kind of cool. I'm like,
ew. Would you get a sword going through an eyeball like that?
I mean,
no.
It looks pretty cool.
Gross. Look at this one.
I will say that.
I don't know, man.
I would be
Look
interested.
At this.
I mean, I would be interested to see if anybody who is actually like. In that world, or like, you know, I don't know, has experience with like devil worship.
Oh my god!
If what their opinion is about this,
like, oh, she's not even worshiping the devil, right?
Yeah, like she's being annoying, or like, are they annoyed with this, or do they love it? Or, you know, I don't know.
Well, the thing is that it
like, who's this for?
This is what she's allowing us to see, right?
This is incredible. Look at
what
this stuff.
What is she not? Showing.
What if she's totally the opposite behind closed doors?
Oh, like she's this is a persona.
I mean, she made an album called Demons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I just wanted to show you kind of guys my update on Doja Cat because I don't know if you guys here's the songs from the Demon album. I think Paint the Town Red, Demons, Wet Vagina, Fuck the Girls, Ouchie, 97, Gun, Go Off, Can't Wait, Often, Love Life, Skull and Bones, Attention. What is this?
Balut?
Isn't that a...
Balut? I don't know. I thought, yes.
Look at this one.
Filipino dish?
Yeah.
This is wild.
Yeah, she looks like Carrie.
All right, the Look What We Found podcast is making a devil album. Track number one goes to Daniel. All right, what are you naming track number one? We're having it... let's just do six tracks, two titles each. Go.
Okay.
How do you set... Remember, you got This is the intro.
This is the intro, so I'm just setting the tone. It can't be too crazy.
You don't want to, you know, hit him with the banger right there.
Okay, mine's going to be, the first track is going to be called My Bat Tattoo with a spider hanging down from it. That's mine.
Track two, Jasmine?
I think mine would be like...
Wait, I change it.
Okay.
It's just called Under the Ladder. To give a nuance of bad luck.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
All right.
I think my second one would be more of like a top hit. So I think it would be like a little shade.
Yeah. Okay. Ouch. Okay.
So I think I'd be like, where are my demons at?
Where am I? Like a club banger?
Yeah,
okay.
And it comes with the dance and all that.
Because we're still pop stars. You know what I mean?
We have to.
Like, where are my demons at?
Hey.
Okay.
Mine's Upside Down Cross. Track number three.
Upside Down Cross.
Not to be confused with Right Side Up.
It's more of a ballad. And it's almost like if I have to, not in this energy, but in the tempo of like Christina Aguilera's Beautiful song?
Beautiful? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But the opposite, just like with more, but that melody is what I'm saying.
I got my upside down cross.
The fourth track, since we already have the club banger.
Yeah. We have two bangers.
We have two bangers and the intro.
Yeah.
I would like to kind of go like more on the spiritual the spiritual devil side.
Yeah.
And this would be called it would be called Red Blood Ice Plunge. And it would basically be an ice plunge, but you would do it in blood.
Oh, okay.
So
virgin blood.
Right, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so we could make like a, you know, we could use my ice plunge. Yeah, yeah.
That would be the music video, like you're in there. And you're
right,
like,
and but it'd be kind of like, you know, you'd be healthy.
Right.
You know? Okay.
Beet juice.
Dick's way bigger. Yeah.
All right, well, we got two more. If you guys want to finish the album.
Oh, two more songs.
Where are my demons at?
I can't. I don't know how.
Well, we don't have to stop at Red Blood Ice.
No, we have to have something. Yeah.
I don't know.
What about a ballad?
A ballad. I know Louis had a ballad. Maybe something like just Misunderstood.
Oh,
because we're so misunderstood.
Yeah, and it'd be a picture of a
Lucifer.
A candy.
That's what it was. He was just not understood by God.
Definitely not
in the eyes of some, not me. and then I'm gonna close it out with "We the Goats."
We the Goats.
Oh, we the Goats.
Yeah.
Now, goats. Obviously, it means a couple of things.
Right.
We will play it off.
It's the greatest of all time. I got it. We the Goats.
But really, it's the hooves of
the
devil?
Yes, but we're the devil, right? Because she has goats.
Oh, that one's so much better. I was like, goats for greatest of all demons. But then goats
or,
is so much
here's
better.
Here's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Hoove, let the goats out.
Oh. And it goes bleh, 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 bleh.
All right, guys.
Okay, I think we got it.
Yeah,
I think we got it. Baby doll of the week.
Oh, yeah, spooky. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. This guy driver who's scattering millions, 100 million seeds to fight deforestation in the Amazon.
Spooky.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I know. It wasn't.
Growing.
I know. Ooh.
More oxygen in the atmosphere. I can breathe better now.
No. Yeah, so basically this guy, he does a couple of trips a year to skydive, and he takes out this box, which is crazy, like releases this box, and then they have all these seeds in there, and he goes out and
whoa,
he like lifts it.
That's how they do it?
It's crazy, right?
It seems so dramatic.
Yeah. So they drop out this box, and it has a ton of seeds in it, and this guy will like rip off the top and do all the work there, and then it's supposed to help grow.
It's like Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yes. Like, I'm sure if you showed this to Tom Cruise, I'm sure he'd be like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He would love to play that guy.
Yeah.
For sure. So,
cool.
What's his name?
Where's he from? Skydiver who scatters.
Skydiver would scatter seeds all over the rainforest.
Yeah.
You are the baby doll of the week. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. And if you guys know anybody that gives out shitty candy for Halloween,
show them this episode.
You guys know anybody who is a psychopath,
show them this episode.
You guys know anybody that knows Doja Cat, show them this episode.
Peace.